This is the Custom Private Equity Podcast, and my name is Paul Anthony Thomas. I'm the proud owner of Custom Private Equity, and we do private equity programs and platforms in North America.
I'm Ron Davis, and I'm the guy who gets to ask all the newbie questions about private equity. Paul, my understanding with this private equity thing is you got to be special. You got to be what, like an accredited or a qualified, or I don't know, you have to have super pixie dust on you to be able to invest in this stuff. Can you explain that?
Generally speaking, the pixie dust is that you have to have disposable income where you can afford it. So to be an investor in any of our platforms and programs, you have to be an accredited investor. And they're changing the definition of accredited investor today, but right now, accredited investor is anyone that makes $200,000 a year as an individual. If you're married, that threshold is $300,000 a year in gross income, or has a net worth of $1 million without their primary residence. You have to have money to invest. You have to have disposable income to invest. And the investments are not going to take food out of your mouth.
So is it just that you have to have an income of $200,000 or $300,000 and or you have to have $1 million investable, not including your home? So if you have $1 million and no income, can you be an accredited investor?
That's right. That's one of the thresholds. If you have $1 million without your home, $1 million of net assets without your home, then you're considered to be an accredited investor and you can invest in platforms.
And so what kind of things do those kind of investors invest in, and what kind of things do you do for them?
For instance, we put together platforms of commercial real estate. We put together platforms that invest in oil and gas income. We put together platforms that invest in medical venture, technology venture. Most of our platforms are cash flowing platforms, so we'll buy actual assets that are cash flowing. A lot of times we'll buy interest in companies. A lot of times we'll buy the entire company out and manage that company. So my whole part in this is to do the research, put the platforms together, and manage the investments and manage the companies that we buy.
Okay, so you keep using the term platform, and I think that may be new to some of our listeners. Can you explain what a platform is?
So mutual funds are platforms. The most typical scenario is a mutual fund where they go out and it's a technology mutual fund, and they go out and they buy Microsoft and Amazon and Cisco, and they invest in technology stocks. So that's a platform. When I say a platform, I'm talking about we pool money together and we go build self-storage facilities, or we go buy oil and gas production.
And so you have to be an accredited investor to do these kind of platforms.
That's right.
This is different from owning and running your own business, right? So like if I owned and ran a self-storage unit, because I know you guys do self-storage, if I owned one of those buildings, that would be my business. I wouldn't have to be an accredited investor to do that.
That's right.
If you are interested in more information, you can always go to the customprivateequity.com website. We have all kinds of information. Is there specific information on this?
Yes, we have a publication called What Every Investor Wants, and that's a discussion of what an accredited investor is and what those types of investors want in an investment.
All right, which shows us that you need to go to the customprivateequity.com website and check out all the resources there. And if you are that kind of investor and are looking for platforms to invest in, you can always contact Paul himself, right, Paul?
Yes, I'd love to have you call and discuss your needs. You might qualify as a great private equity investor, or you might not. It all depends on what types of investments you like to have. If you like to keep your investments close to the vest and private and not have everybody in the world know what you invest in, then private investments are just for you.
All right. And we will be talking more about these kind of platforms in future episodes of the Custom Private Equity Podcast. So make sure that you have subscribed on whatever your podcasting platform of choice is.